You're listening to the SDFU podcast. On today's show, Jeffrey talks about childbirth, and Nick can't get his words out and comes into the microphone a lot.
All right, guys. Hey, we are starting a new podcast. So if you don't know me, my name's Nick Damani. I'm the Director of Youth Ministries here at SCF. With me as well is Jeffrey McBride, our intern.
Yeah, I've been interning here for a little over 3 months.
3 months or so, And one of the things that came from our discussions of, hey, what can we do in youth ministry was that the idea of a podcast that we understand that life gets busy, and there's some seasons where you can't make a small group on Thursday nights, or maybe you're staying the night at a friend's house and you miss Sunday night, or maybe you just want something extra. And so the idea here is to use the medium of podcast to just continue our discussions throughout the week. Jeffrey, what are your thoughts and why we want to kind of do a podcast?
Well, I think it kind of gives us an opportunity to maybe pursue teaching topics that aren't really going to fit in on a Sunday morning. So one of the things that we've been talking about is maybe doing a podcast series on the question of why. Like, why are we Christians? Why do we follow God? Why follow Jesus? Why do we have to read our Bible? Why do we evangelize? And so I think this can give us an interesting platform to pursue teaching topics that maybe won't fit in on a Sunday morning.
Yeah, I think I like that idea that sometimes Sunday mornings for me, I feel like I'm talking at people and I'm not engaging with people in discussion. And that's the, I think, the beauty here is we get to debate, we get to ask questions, we get to wrestle with topics, and hopefully we will be bringing other volunteers in. We'll be bringing maybe Jason or Eugenia in that are a part of this church and lead this church. But more importantly, we're going to bring students in and we're going to hear from you guys. We're going to hear, hey, what do you think? What do you want to debate? Where do you want to discuss further? But yeah, I'm pretty excited about it. Today, we are going to start with a conversation that came out of your small group that you lead, the middle school boys group. And just kind of debate an idea that, hey, we don't really have an answer to, but it's fun to discuss. So what did that look like? How did we get to this topic?
So Thursday night, we read through the story of Jonah. And towards the end of Jonah, it talks about how Nineveh, prior to Jonah's arrival, was a couple hundred thousand people in spiritual darkness. So we kind of looked at what spiritual darkness kind of looked like and how Satan will kind of not affect you in major ways, but how he'll affect you in ways that are little, but then they lead up to something big. So he doesn't attack you all at once. It could be very little things over a course of time. And out of that discussion, we kind of talked about how Lucifer wasn't, or Satan wasn't always Satan. He was also Lucifer, which was an angel of God. And so we looked at the fall of Lucifer in Ezekiel 28, and we kind of wrestled with the idea of, well, if Lucifer fell to become Satan, and Satan was in the Garden of Eden at the beginning of creation, when did that fall take place? What did that fall take place prior to the earth taking form? And so we kind of wrestled through that idea of when did that happen.
Yeah, so we talked about this idea at lunch today when we were looking at doing this was, the first account we see of humans, he's already fallen, right? That in the garden, he's already fallen. So when did this take place? And I think it's easy for us to forget, like you said, that he was an angel. He is an angel. It's not that he was, he is. He's an angel that has chosen to go against what God had planned for him. And so he's not this red-skinned little dude with a pitchfork and horns. In fact, it was said that Lucifer was beautiful, that he was just, you know, this top creation of God's that was awesome. But anything... I love this quote that Jason's been saying a lot on staff lately. I think it was C.S. Lewis that originally said it, but anything that is oriented or towards God is good. Mm-hmm. And anything that is turned away from God or oriented away from God is evil. And that comes down to even angels, right? An angel that is supporting what God is doing, has his eyes fixed on what God is doing, can be good. But an angel that turns his back on God can end up in the place where Lucifer has. Mm. And I think that's huge. But we talked about Genesis 1:1, this idea that in the very first thing we see, it says, in the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. The earth was formless and empty, and darkness covered the deep waters. And this idea that we don't see the creation account of the heavens. We see the creation account. I don't know what that time frame looked like. How long did it take to create heaven? Hmm. What order did he create those things in? When he did create heaven and then the angels and the different things that are there, how long was that before he then created the earth? It says in the beginning, but...
It's interesting. I think it's always been interesting the fact that God could have snapped his fingers and created the earth within seconds, but he took his time creating what the earth is, and he took 6 days to create it. And I think that shows a lot about God's patience and his planning on certain things. Just the fact that he could have just snapped his fingers and made it exactly how he wanted it to, but he chose to methodically create it and form it and shape him himself. So yeah, I don't know. I don't know if the heavens also took 6 days to make, or if he just snapped his fingers and made the heavens. It's interesting to think about though. I've never really thought about the creation of heaven being like the creation of earth.
Right. I think when we remember that look, we see pieces in scripture, but not necessarily the whole picture. But we do have enough for us to move forward and to trust him. Mm-hmm. So when I look at this and I say, okay, I don't know when Satan was created. I don't know when Lucifer was created and when he changed his heart to where we see a change in name. Satan being the enemy is what that kind of literally means. And so he went from being an angel named Lucifer to being the enemy of God and turning his back on God. And when that happened, I don't know. But what I do know is when it came into a point where it was important, we see he is already choosing to go against God's will in the garden. So here's the other question we have with this. He's in the garden.
Right.
He's already fallen.
Mm-hmm.
He's going against God's will. He's trying to convince Eve to do something she knows she shouldn't.
Mm-hmm.
He fell.
What do you mean?
Like, does it matter for us in what we believe and how we move forward if we know that answer or not?
No. In my ETS that I did earlier this year, our school year kind of wrapped up questions like that in what's called the realm of irrelevancy. It's fun to talk about. It's fun to debate whether or not Lucifer fell before or after the earth was created. But in the grand scheme of things, does that change your view on God? Does it affect your faith personally? And so we would kind of categorize those questions as realm of irrelevancy, where it's fun to talk about, but in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't matter. It doesn't affect us. I don't think it affects me personally. If Lucifer fell before the earth was formed, that's fine. If he fell afterwards, that's great. Right. It doesn't affect my faith personally.
I think what's also important to remember too in this is when we talk about this as speculation, it's exactly that.
Mm-hmm.
Because no matter what, something did happen. He was either created before or after Earth or whatever that looks like is the historical account of what happened.
Mm-hmm.
We don't know it, but we can't change it. And so these things that are in the past and we ask the questions, what if, are simply just what if questions. And we can't change the history of what is there.
Right.
So that with that in mind, what if he never fell? What if Lucifer remained loyal to God? What would things look like differently? What do you think?
When you look through Genesis, when the fall happens and Eve takes a bite of the fruit, she was already kind of on the fence about it, but I feel like Lucifer was that, like, you should do it. It was that push over the fence onto the bad side. That being said, could there have been a different angel other than Lucifer who would have turned away from God? And I think we have to look at this question. I don't know if this might take us in a different direction, but is angelic sin the same as human sin? When an angel sins, does he sin in the same way that a human does?
Well, what we see with Lucifer, I mean, like, it doesn't seem to be that they get a second chance. Mm-hmm. We do. We have the ability through Christ to atone for our sins, that he paid for it. Not us atoning, but he paid for it. He covered for us and gave us another chance of reconciliation with God. We don't seem to see that with the angels. And that's interesting to me. And I lost where I was going. So let's go with this. Let's say no angel falls.
Okay.
But all angels remain loyal to God. Do you think Adam and Eve would still have eaten from that fruit?
From what I see in Genesis very early on, I don't think that they would have. Because it was then, eating the fruit, did they realize the actions of it. And I don't think... I mean, God, anything you want to, except eat from this one thing. So they already knew that they couldn't have eaten from it.
Mm-hmm.
So as soon as somebody tells you you can't do something, or you shouldn't do something, that's pretty much all you want to go do. So I still think that that temptation was there, but I don't think that temptation would have been strong enough to act on it just from Adam and Eve's temptation alone. I think that the influence that the serpent had over them is kind of what crossed the line for them.
See, and I'm not sure where I land on this, but I know I watch my kids, and man, I don't have to tell them what's right or wrong. In fact, right now, Louisa and Maggie are not able to communicate. They can't understand what I'm saying. I can't understand what they're trying to say. But man, those two are, they fight with each other. They do a lot of things that we would classify as sin without any influence.
You never have to teach your kid how to bite someone or have to hit someone.
Right.
It's human, it's sinful nature.
So like I say that to say, I think Adam and Eve would still have done something. Maybe it wasn't a fruit, but they would have done something to disobey. That's my belief. Yet, at the exact same time, we're born inherent with sin because of that choice that Adam and Eve made.
Were they created with a sinful nature?
I don't believe they were.
Okay.
I don't believe they were, but they chose to disobey. And out of that, the consequence of that action is what we consider the curse in Genesis 3, where you're looking at this idea that because of their choice from that point on.
One of which that I found was interesting is that pain during childbirth was never supposed to be a thing.
Right.
Childbirth, the way that God had created it, was painless. And it was a result of Eve's choices that God added pain to childbirth. So if you look historically, there has never been one birth out of all humanity that took place in the original form that God had intended it to be.
There's so much more to that. Like, okay, so childbirth would be easy or painless. I don't know about easy, but it would be painless. All right, so we're back after an editing error. It stopped recording. We're talking about the effects of the curse right here and just this this idea that, man, like, it could be, birth would be painless, work would be painless. There would be no conflict between men and women.
I would say work would even look a lot different than it does today.
Right.
There wouldn't be stores to go to because we would still be in the garden.
See, I don't believe that.
You think differently?
No, so I think work and creating a city and creating all this was in the original plan. Because we see that when in Revelation when things are done and when God brings the city of New Jerusalem to earth, it's this picture of what could have been.
Gotcha.
I mean, that, I think we would still have jobs, but it would just be without conflict, without pain. Yeah. I mean, you look at the news today and how men and women are constantly at ends right now. Imagine that without the effects of the curse. That we would still be the perfect partners, right? That we would work together in unity. That there would be no effects of sin of how we have conflict. It's crazy. Right.
Yeah.
But we are getting towards the end of our discussion today. We got about 5 more minutes left. So, Jeffrey, why don't you take us back to that original thought and discussion?
Oh, yeah. So kind of recap on what my thought was. When you look into the account of early on in Genesis, and it talks about how the serpent is Satan and how he was there. Oh, that's another curse that happened, is that he cursed the serpent.
Right.
To always be on its stomach in the dirt no matter
what. So what did a serpent, quote unquote serpent, look like prior to the curse of not having, it like a really long lizard with legs?
Weird. Did it
have one leg set and walk upright? Was it like a centipede with 100 legs? Like, we have no idea what a serpent looks like prior to being cursed to crawl on its belly.
I never thought about that.
Weird.
Oh, that's weird. We look in Genesis and how Satan is already there in the Garden of Eden. And so he's already the enemy within the first couple chapters of the Bible. And so my kind of original thought was like, when did that happen? When did that fall take place? I think it took place. Oh, man. Now I'm thinking of whole other things. It's like, was Lucifer upset that he didn't get a say in creation? Since he was the right hand of God. And how he was like so upright and held. It's, what if he wanted to do something and God said, oh, this isn't the place for you to do that? Could that have made him prideful?
Right.
All of this is speculation and this is biblical. I don't want you guys to take this as fact. It's just opinion based. But it's just interesting to think about. Like, when did that happen? What was he jealous of already when in the first thing it says that he created the heavens and the earth? What could he have been jealous of?
Right.
Or prideful of?
Yeah. I think one of the things that we have to kind of conclude this discussion on Satan, and just a reminder before we walk away from this of some really important pieces. He is not an evil version of God.
Yeah, he's not an equal opposite.
Exactly. He does not have the abilities that God has. He is a created being. He was an angel that chose to disobey.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't seem like he has a second chance.
Interesting. So angels have free will.
I think they do. We see this with him.
Yeah.
And I think one thing is... Oh, should we start over that piece?
Just keep it going.
All right. I heard someone say the other day, man, like, I wouldn't believe in hell or the concept of hell if it is what I've been told of Satan being punished, but then had to go to this place and then torture all the other people that are being punished. Mm-hmm. And he's working his own punishment in hell. And it's like, look, that is exactly the picture our culture says.
Mm-hmm.
That he was sent to hell, but then given a management position in hell to torture others. That's not biblical. That what's happened is he's been cast out of God's presence.
Yeah, and it's exile in eternity from God.
Right.
So I wonder if you do go to hell, do you have the conscious thought of, I can't connect with God anymore?
Right. It's eternal separation from God. And think about this. Everything that God is, he's light, he's goodness, he's community. Everything that's good comes from him. Would that be the opposite of that?
Oh, yeah.
Would that be darkness, isolation, pain?
I've had friends kind of use the excuse of, well, I was super close to my uncle, and I know that my uncle went to hell because he wasn't a part of Christianity or religion. So I want to go to hell so I can be with him.
That's the exact discussion we had last night in my small group.
Yeah, and if hell is the opposite of community and communion, there is no chance that you'll be able to see a loved one there.
Right.
It'll be eternal separation from anything.
So Satan is not an equal opposite of God. Mm-hmm. He is not a manager of hell. He's an angel who's been cast out of the presence of God. And for the time being, he is, as scripture puts it, the ruler of earth. And that's mm-hmm. kind of a term used as he's here. He's not super all powerful. He's not able to control your thoughts. He's not able to, know everything you're doing or be everywhere at one time. Omnipresence of being everywhere at one time like God is. And so he's got limitations that are absolutely clear. And that all comes down to say, that's where we are right now. But what Revelation speaks of is that in the end, when he is conquered, when he is done, God will then take him, a bunch of other fallen angels, and those that are not with God, and cast them into a lake of fire. Hell's not that now. In fact, I don't even think hell will be that. Mm-hmm. But there's this some sort of final moment of then going into the lake of fire. And there's so much more to talk on this. I know this is crazy.
Yeah.
Here's how we're going to end this today. This is what the podcast is going to kind of look like. It's going to be weird. It's going to be discussions. They're not going to be wrapped up or finished here probably. So if you're listening to this, talk to Jeffrey. Talk to me. Let's continue this discussion. And then ask us your questions, and we'll add this in next time we record. And
oh yeah, that's a big thing that we want to hit on. This podcast is for you guys as the students. If there's a topic that you guys want to see discussed, let us know, and we'll do it. We kind of just picked a random topic for the first one,
right?
But if there's something specific that you guys are struggling with or you guys want to see discussed, let us know that. This podcast is for you guys.
And we would love to have you be a part of it as well. So if you're one that says, I want to have this
discussion on this podcast,
thank you, Jeffrey.
Let us know.
And we'll put that together and we'll have fun with that. So cool. Hey, thanks for listening. And we will see you guys Thursday night for small groups or Sunday for church.